Levels of government. The government generally has a vast territory to look after and it has to take decisions on every possible issue. Hence, it becomes difficult for the government to operate from a single point. In India, the task of governance is divided at three levels: the national or central level, the state level and local level. The highest level of government is the central level, which relates to the entire country. The next is the state level government, which covers an entire state like Bengal or Rajasthan. The local level means government in your village, locality, town or city. These three levels of government make it easy to govern a vast country like India. Need for government. The government is a body or agency which is responsible for taking decisions for the welfare of the country and its people. Every country has its own government, which governs the country and provides different facilities for its citizens. The government takes decisions regarding the construction of roads, canals and bridges, setting up hospitals or providing housing and electricity facilities to the people. It takes action against crimes in the society and maintains peace and order. The modern government also handles social issues like dowry or helps the poorer sections of the society. In other words, it works for the social welfare of the people. The government also provides protection to the people of the country against foreign invasion. For this purpose, it maintains the defense forces. It also works to maintain peace with other nations and promote to an exchange of ideas between its own country and other countries. In case of natural calamities such as earthquake or a cyclone, it provides relief to the people, providing important services like postal, railways, banking, etc. is also an important task for the government. The government is thus needed to ensure the requirements of the citizens of the country are fulfilled. It acts on behalf of the people by taking important decisions and implementing these among all the people within its territory. It also provides the leadership for the country to maintain order and peace. Decision making and participation. A primary function of the government is to make laws. Everyone who lives in the country has to abide by these laws. The government also has the power to enforce the laws. For example, if the government make a law prohibiting granting and receiving dowry, then the law is enforced and the offense is made punishable. Without enforcement, government decisions would hold no importance. People also participate in this law enforcement procedure. If they feel that a particular law is not being followed properly, they can go to the court and claim that the law is being violated. For example, if any student is denied admission to schools on the basis of their economic background or caste, they can go to the court and raise their voice against the discrimination. The court would then take the necessary action against the school authorities. Forms of government. The government can be different types depending upon the source from which the government derives its powers. Democracy. If the government derives its powers from the people, then this form of government is known as democracy. In a democracy, the people choose their own leader. Elections are held in which people vote and choose their representative. Once elected, these representatives form the government. They take decisions on behalf of the people and are therefore answerable to the people for their decisions and actions. Our country, India, has a democratic form of government. Monarchy. In a monarchy, a territory or a country is ruled by a single person, a king or a queen. Such type of government was completely found in ancient times. This form of government was acceptable in the past. However, it still exists in some countries such as Saudi Arabia and Oman. Under this form of government, the monarch, king or queen, has the complete power to run the government and take all important decisions. She or he may consult small group of people to arrive at a decision, but the ultimate decision-making power rests with the monarch. She or he is not answerable to the people for his or her actions or decisions. Dictatorship. The third type of government is dictatorship. It is also called the authoritarian form of government. In a dictatorship, a person or a small group of people exercise complete control over the governance of the country. There are no elections and people play no role in the governance of the country and enjoy little or no rights. Adolf Hitler of Germany was a dictator. Universal adult franchise. Democracy is a representative form of government where people do not participate directly in the decision-making process. Instead, they choose their representatives by voting in the elections. These representatives make decisions for the entire population. The process of voting is crucial to such representative democracies. A government cannot call itself democratic unless all its citizens exercise universal adult franchise. Universal adult franchise means every adult has the right to vote. For example, in India, every citizen who is in 18 years and above has the right to vote. However, in most democratic nations today, there has been a long struggle for universal adult franchise. Not every adult in the society was given the right to vote in these democracies in the early years. India is a democracy. But even for India, the struggle to achieve democracy was a long one. India has been under the British rule for almost 200 years. During this period, several attempts were made by the Indians to participate in the governance of the country. But these attempts were not encouraged by the British. As a result, India was able to grant universal franchise to its citizens only after getting independence from the British rule. Before independence, only a few people could exercise the right to vote. Generally, people with property or wealth were allowed to cast their votes. Women and people who were no property or wealth were not allowed to participate in the elections. After independence, India took measures to include these sections of the society in the election process to continue to introduce universal adult franchise.